Hello, prey. I've been waiting for some time. Does class always let out this late? Don't scream, or I shoot you with one of my spines, and we continue this talk while you're writhing on the floor in blissful agony. I trust that you've been a good boy. Not that any other girl would dare try and take what's mine. You think they care what you think? That's funny. They couldn't care less about what you think of our relationship. All that matters is that I, a manticore, want you. You want to know where I've been? You're so thoughtful. Well, I've been preparing a little surprise for you. You see, this time of year, the number of people on campus drops by a sizable amount. That means it's easier for me to do what I want with you uninterrupted. Not that it was actually hard in the first place. My roommate left when she saw what I was, so it's all mine. And we can walk there as a couple, or I can drag you there like my victim. Your choice. Tick tock, tick tock. I might be patient, but she isn't. My tail practically has a mind of its own. And she's starving. She doesn't care about the thrill of victory. All she cares about is that treat between your legs. Good choice. Come with me, darling. Look how small your hand is in my paw. Come on now, my dorm isn't far. So, what did you think of my drawing? Don't lie. I could tell what you were thinking when you looked at it. Those drawings honestly weren't meant to be seen by you. I draw them in class because that's when I get to see you. Your face is in my head all the time, but memory's a fickle thing. It's like looking through a dirty window. I know everything about you because of those drawings. Your exact height to the first decimal. How long you like your hair before you cut it. Every mark on your skin, natural or otherwise. I know you didn't cut your hair yet this year. Do you really think an obsession like this happened over the course of half a school year? Guess when we first met. I want to know if you remember. No, not senior year. Not in junior year. Keep going back. Well, you're going in the right direction by skipping to seventh grade, but I think we both know that I've known you longer than that. It was first grade. I don't blame you for not remembering. It was so long ago. My family moved here in the middle of the school year because my mother got a new job. The other kids picked on me because my tail, my fur, and my wings were completely black instead of the normal red that most manticores have. You stood up for me. Said that my black colors made me look cool. Of course, he got singled out for that, and the others didn't stop picking on me until second grade, when I guess the class had a Batman phase, but you were the only person who had and ever has been nice to me. When you picked up that paper in class, I was charmed. I would have had a hard time keeping my paws off of you if it wasn't the single most embarrassing moment of my life. Well, I guess I never said anything because no one likes to be around manticores. When you're a kid, the only thing to a relationship is a peck on the cheek. They don't know how it can be used as a weapon, and how much deeper the rabbit hole of depravity goes. When kids started going through puberty and being told about sex and how monster girls might start going after them, they tend to become distant from other monster girls, but none go as distant as they do from me. At least a hellhound has some redeeming qualities. What was I supposed to say to anyone at the time? Hey, I know that your folks just told you about monster girls. Especially the monster girl that has a tail that puts the female genitalia to shame, but I think it would be really cool if we could be friends. No one wants to hear that shit. So, I plotted to take you. I would make you mine, and you would see that I'm not that bad. I don't want to be the manticore that's sadistic. I want to show you that I actually care for you. But there's no way that you would approach me on your own, and there's no way you would actually be honest about anything with me. Taking you and showing you I can be a good wife was the only way, and here I am fucking it up. I can't do anything right. Kidnapping you from your dorm. Darling, please give me a chance. I promise I'll be kind and gentle. I'll cover you in kisses and hold you against my chest. Even when I use my tail, I'll still hold you and stroke your hair and tell you that you're the greatest boy in the whole world. I didn't choose to be a manticore, so I'm not going to act like one. Okay? I just want you to love me. That's all I want. I said too much. Look, my dorm isn't far. Here we are. I'm naturally dominant, so I made the room to fit my needs. So many places I can use to have my way with you. So many straps and chains. It almost looks like a dungeon, don't you think? Stand in front of the table, in the middle of the room. Do it. Good boy. Strip for me. No, I want to see the color of your underwear. Of course I mean all of it. You look so handsome. So adorable. Don't shake. I won't hurt you. I'm going to make you feel good, okay? Now lie down. Good boy, I didn't even have to get firm with you this time. Now, just let me position your arms and legs. You're okay. Before I put the straps on, are you comfortable? This position doesn't hurt you at all? Okay, good. You never struck me as a boy who liked pain, so I made sure to get soft restraints. How's that? Don't worry. I'll be with you every step of the way. I'm the last person in the world who'd want to hurt you. I don't know how else to show my love, that's all. Now then, let's start. Oh, ignore the spines. You'll learn to love these. Soon you'll be begging me to stick you again and again. Just one little pinch and it'll be over. Shh. Done. See? That wasn't so bad. Now then, let's talk while my venom festers. Or I'll talk and you do your best to pay attention. I don't like being rough. I hate it, but this is the only way that I'm sure you'll be claimed by me. The way my venom works is that it moves throughout your entire body before increasing sensitivity. The longer it's in your body, the stronger it gets. You're starting to feel that now, aren't you? The heat traveling all over your body. The heat that makes your entire body throb. The next thing it does is make your entire body sensitive. I could pick any patch of skin, and it would be just as sensitive as the head of your penis. I can tell that whenever you squirm, the feeling of you rubbing against the table sends shockwaves of pleasure throughout your body. And now for the third phase. Once it's completely spread throughout your entire body, it tricks your brain into sending out these pleasure signals. It starts small, a little pinprick here and there, but soon it'll feel like your entire body's being massaged all at once. And now the final phase. You're feeling as the heat is starting to circle around your body again. That's so that what you feel continues to get more and more intense. Theoretically, I could leave you here and venom will never stop circulating. It'll just get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Look at all that pre-cum. Your body's gone into overdrive, producing everything it can that relates to sex and pleasure. Can you feel your balls sway as they churn more and more cum for me? Maybe a buzzing sensation as well? I wonder how long I'll let the venom fester for. I kind of enjoy seeing you like this. It really makes up for the amount of times I've watched you. How many times I've looked at you and felt my own body heat up and feel feverish. How I would duck into anywhere that was secluded to try and relieve myself. To no avail. Orgasm after orgasm, but whenever I looked at you, my body still burned. The feeling only became worse as time passed. I don't know how much longer I could have waited before going absolutely crazy. The only time I could think clearly was when I was imagining this moment. How many times I've tried to draw this scene and the image just never came out right. It was never perfect. And it made me mad. Until I realized it wouldn't be perfect until you were actually with me. My venom is a fraction of my emotions. I want all of you. Everything that you can give me, I want it. I'll cherish and love it. You wanted to stop? Why should I? You're right. What the hell was I thinking? I let the poison fester far too long for a beginner. I should have started milking the second the spine went into your skin. Don't worry, darling. I'll get the venom out. Let me just lower my tail onto your cock. This is the only way to effectively milk you. I know it'll be intense, but if I were to use my paws or my mouth, the poison would only continue to fester more and more between every orgasm that I give you. Since you don't have a refractory period, my tail can milk you constantly, even prolong your orgasm. I promise it'll feel amazing, darling. There. I'll start milking you. You're doing great. Don't hold anything back. Just release it all into my tail. It'll keep sucking and sucking until you're dry. Shh. I've got you. My hands wrap tightly around yours, okay? You just focus on letting everything out. My goodness. That's two loads worth. You're doing amazing, darling. I can feel you shooting rope after rope inside of me. It must feel like one continuous orgasm. Calm down. Try your best not to jerk around. I don't want you to hurt yourself. That's it. Just lie limp and let my tail get all the rest of the venom out of you. I've got you, darling. My good boy. Your cock's gone limp in my tail. Normally, this is when I'd prick you again, but given the circumstances, I'll let you off easy. I'll release your cock for now. You know you taste divine, darling. Let me undo these restraints. Let's get you off of this table and into my warm arms. I've got you. Rest your head against my chest. That's my good boy. I trained you pretty good. You're so sleepy. That's okay. I've waited so long to hold you just like this. Close your eyes, darling. I can tell you're struggling to keep them open. I love you so much. Sweet dreams, darling.